My guest at this time is former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. He is now president of the Senate Conservatives Fund, and he is a delegate to the 2016 Republican National Convention in support of former presidential candidate and Texas Senator Ted Cruz. He's also been at the center of a number of rules debates over the past few days that have left many conservatives frustrated at the heavy-handed tactics of the National Party and the Trump campaign. And Ken, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, good to be with you, Greg.
Well, this all started late last week, well before the convention even started, when the Rules Committee was putting together the package for this week at the Republican National Convention. And there was the debate over an amendment that would allow delegates to vote their conscience. That was defeated. And then there was an effort on Monday because more than seven states had a majority of their delegations wanting a roll call vote on the rules package because they didn't like the way it turned out. Ultimately, that roll call vote was never allowed, and the presiding officer said that the ayes had it, the rules package passed, and there was never an opportunity for a vote. What's your take on how the RNC has run this debate, and particularly these rules over the past few days?
If you look back to 2012, they did the same thing. They broke their own rules to trample the grassroots, and the divisiveness they introduced was tremendous. And here they go and do it again. We anticipated they would put other hurdles in our way, and we were prepared for those. We met all their conditions. What they said from the stage was not accurate in terms of the number of states that filed petitions. 10 filed petitions. You only need 7 for your listeners' perspective. You only need 7. 10 were filed. 11 were brought up, but the gentleman from Alaska, Fred Brown, was physically blocked by security from turning in Alaska's petitions to demonstrate that Alaska wanted a roll call vote as well. And it's important for people to know this wasn't a Never Trump effort. I'm sure that Never Trump people were all going to vote no on the rules because it was the only thing they could do. But the focus of our coalition, which in the Rules Committee, by the way, included not just former Cruz delegates, we had Kasich and Trump representation in the coalition, and we had people who hadn't endorsed anybody in the primary. We're all working together to put together a package of conservative grassroots rules that would decentralize power in the Republican Party and would empower the grassroots and fix some of the things that Donald Trump himself said were rigged parts of the system that he was right about. And I could rattle off example after example. But unfortunately, the Trump campaign decided to throw in with the RNC on rules. And so the establishment carried the day like it did in 2012, despite the fact that we probably have more anti-establishment delegates at this convention than we've ever had in my lifetime. But they were never given a chance to vote to get good anti-establishment, pro-grassroots rules.
The argument against your amendment and to unbound the delegates, of course, was that, well, the people have voted. This is the system that was in place. It's unfair to change it now.
Whoa, Greg, whoa. We were not trying to unbind. I freely acknowledge that unbind people would vote against the rules, but they were going to do that no matter what. In the Virginia delegation, we have 49 delegates. I know of only one Never Trump delegate out of 49, okay? And we had 30 petition signatures to get a roll call vote. This is not a Never Trump event or occurrence. We're Never Hillary, not Never Trump. But we never got a chance as a conservative grassroots, the people who really represent the activists of this party. We were crushed again, and you watched it on stage. The RNC violated its own rules. And this is a party that is out there publicly prosecuting Hillary Clinton for being above the law. And they're above their own rules. They don't obey their rules. Everybody else has to obey them, plus some extra ones that they make up on the fly. Calvin Ball, you remember Calvin and Hobbes?
Yes.
Making up the rules as they go along, and we complied even with those. And so they're not practicing what they preach, and it's not a way to get the whole team together. And this is a political organization. We're supposed to have debates about issues and discussions. And then vote to come to conclusions. Voting is what we do. It's as well as encouraging other people to vote. And so it was very disappointing, especially for the second convention in a row, to have this sort of heavy-handed violating the rules tactics employed against the grassroots.
It reared its head again on Tuesday as Trump was officially nominated for president. A couple of different states, Utah and Alaska, had their delegate votes effectively changed because of a rule that the RNC chairman explained was that once candidates drop out of the race in certain states, their delegates are no longer bound and they just go to the candidate that's still in the race. And so people who wanted to vote for Ted Cruz or anybody else in Utah and Alaska, he happened to win those states, were automatically shifted over to Donald Trump. And he explained that that was part of the existing rules. What did you make of that ruling?
Well, it was a pretty convoluted explanation. And when you're taking people's votes, I mean, Donald Trump campaigned and emphasized over and over how important it was that people's votes get counted. And here we are with the RNC taking votes away. And look, Donald Trump was going to be the nominee. And I ran into the Utah chair who grabbed me in the hall, said, "Well, hey, they can't do this. Why are you doing this?" And if a state sets up rules that only one person is nominated, which is the case, then the votes can flip. That's what happened in Iowa. But Utah didn't have a rule like that. I'm not aware of Alaska having a rule like that. So they inappropriately move votes from one candidate to another. And anybody who's run wants to get their votes counted. And that was all we were asking there. That was really, really inappropriate, and it's a self-inflicted wound. It was very unwise. Instead of just smoothly going through the count and calling out the votes properly, they drew attention to the fact that they were, flipping votes by administrative fiat. And, the lack of respect for their own rules here this week has been an embarrassing point for the RNC.
I guess the big question is why, as you just pointed out, they were going to win. Trump was going to win the nomination anyway. They were going to win the rules vote on Monday anyway. So why do you think the heavy-handed tactics?
It is hard to explain when you know the outcome already and none of this changes the outcome. But it certainly doesn't make people who came from Utah, and as the chairman told me in the hallway, he said, "Look, some of these people are Cruz delegates, and they're going to support the nominee, but they came to vote for Ted Cruz, and they wouldn't have even spent the money, thousands of dollars in plane fare and hotels and so forth, to come if this is what was going to happen to them." And, they didn't give anybody any warning, and it also violated the rules. I mean, there's so many things to go on and on about. It's really petty, tyrannical, vindictive leadership from Priebus and the RNC. Just more establishment power grabbing at the expense of the grassroots. Sad and pathetic.
How much does this hurt the effort to unify the party, which is obviously what the RNC and Republican leaders want? But when things like this happen, how much does that make the project more difficult?
That's why it's so stupid. I mean, you don't demand unity. You achieve it. And even when you defeat people. Look, let me give you an example. The Virginia State Convention was very contentious. It was 10 hours long. It was really rancorous. And the last thing we did, the last key vote that we had, was done by a roll call. And that meant every city and county got up and read out their votes. And it was amazing how pacifying it was for everybody there. It was transparent. It was accountable. In fact, it was a little bit fun. If you watch the roll call, you hear it's the Virginia, the mother of presidents, cast law. Well, we did that for our counties and cities. It was amazing what a release valve that was, how peaceful it was, how unifying it was. And unfortunately, now for the second time this week, once each day, the RNC has taken what could have been a simple act, which required no more than them following their own rules, and gained the benefits of it, and they've shot themselves in the foot.
Last question for you, sir. I know that you have said that you are not Never Trump, and I've even read reports that you've said you will vote for Donald Trump. What do you think he has to say? What do you hope he says on Thursday night?
That's a good question. I mean, he needs to make the case not merely for why Hillary is an inappropriate candidate to vote for, but he has to make the case for himself. You had Governor Christie last night do a great job making the case for why you shouldn't vote for Hillary. I think that's left to other people. Donald Trump has never been elected before, and so he needs to make the case for why people should vote for him.
He has said that he's going to model it after the Nixon 68 speech, so we'll see if that resonates and what the fallout is after this full week. And Ken, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time today.
Greg, good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Former Attorney General of Virginia Ken Cuccinelli, now president of the Senate Conservatives Fund and also a delegate to the Republican National Convention. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.